What we're going to spend our time and energy on is statistical summaries. Whenever we try to describe a set of data, we're going to say three things about it. What's typical, how much variability is there, and what is its shape. What we're talking about right now are univariate statistics. Univariate just means one variable. So here's stuff that you already know, but phrased a little differently. Measures of typicality. Think about the reason we're putting these statistics together is, imagine we're in this particular task. Your job is to guess the age of the next person through the door. It's going to be a classmate. How old are they? You got to make a guess. Does it make sense that you would pick a typical score for the group? That's what we mean by typicality. If you had to guess the value of the next person in the door, you would guess something that's typical. If you have to make a guess based on that typicality, wouldn't you like to know how much you're likely to be wrong? If the people in this room had an age variation from 19 to 21, you can't be wrong by much, can you? But if it had a range from 18 to the mid-40s, more variability, harder to make a good guess. So we want to know what's typical, and we want to know the variability of that typicality, and we also want to know the shape of the distribution, which we'll talk about more. So here's stuff you probably saw from about third grade on, the mode, the median, and the mean. And a real quick version of how to get those numbers together. All right. Here's why we care about noticing when a categorical or qualitative variable is binary. Two value variables, binary variables, can be used kind of like quantitative variables. Why? Because the mean and the standard deviation give useful, meaningful information. Notice, here's the quote in orange. For binary variables, the decimal portion of the mean tells the proportion of the sample with the higher coded value. That's the thing to memorize and put in your head. Here's what it means. Say we had a 1 coded for every participant who was a novice and 2 for every participant that was an expert. We have 9 participants, so novice, expert, 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 novice, expert. If we add these up, we get 15. If we divide that by the 9 cases, we get 1.67. The decimal part, the 0.67, tells us that 2/3 of the people were experts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 out of 9 are experts. So for binary data, the mean is a useful and meaningful piece of information because it tells me something that I can interpret and I can use. If I told you that novice coded 1, experts coded 2, I have a mean of 1.67. Next person in the door, what are you gonna guess? 1 or 2? 2. Right? If it were even, it'd be 1.50. But it's higher than that, so 2 is more typical than 1. Next person through the door is more likely to be a 2 than a 1. How are we doing? And because you get useful information out of the mean, applying the mean to binary variables makes sense. When we look at variability, the most common index of variability that we will use is the standard deviation. Now, most of the time, standard deviation, when people are talking about standard deviation, standard deviation, nasty formula, you should be able to use it, bye. Standard deviations are useful. We have to learn how to use that standard deviation because it carries important information. And when combined with the mean and the standard deviation together are critically important and give us lots of information about our sample. For example, notice the first bulleted statement. The standard deviation is the average difference from the mean of scores in the distribution. So if I tell you that I have a mean of 20 and a standard deviation of 5, the standard deviation tells you that on average, people are about 5 points different from the mean. That index of variability will be really important. We'll show you examples. Also, the last bit is shape. Skewness, a symmetrical distribution is given a skewness of 0. Positively skewed means the tail is on the right-hand side. Regular number line, positive on one end, negative on the other. A distribution's skewness is named for the direction of the tail. Not the lump, the tail. So a positively skewed distribution means we have a few really big numbers. A negatively skewed distribution means we have a few really small numbers. A skewness close to 0 means we have a pretty good symmetrical balance. So a quick summary of the different kinds of values we have, how we would graph them, what we use for central tendency, and what we would use as an index for variability. Now, if we have the mean and the median at the same time, we can use that to think about if the data are distributed more symmetrically or more asymmetrically. If the mean is substantially bigger than the standard deviation, that indicates we have a positively skewed distribution, because those larger scores are going to stretch out the mean, but not influence the median by much. Similarly, if the mean is substantially less than the median, we expect negatively skewed distribution.